This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Lynn Glenn, Head of Development, Scottish Disability Sport.
Ian Isham, Head of Sport Development, British Blind Sport.
So we're here at a really exciting event today, and lots of people, lots of kids actually, a very nice, varied group of people who are blind or partially sighted. How do you think it's going? I think I was speaking with a few people. It's quite an exciting event because it's specifically with sight loss in mind or being blind in mind. So how do you think it's going?
Yeah, so the event's been going really well today. And there's been there's a lot of energy in the room. There's a lot of laughter as well, which is always a good sign at these events. People enjoying themselves. And there's kind of a wide range of sports people to try out, which is kind of the main thing for this, is to give people lots of opportunity and for them to have fun doing it.
Absolutely. You can see today, just across the halls, lots of opportunities, wide range of sports, wide range of ages, so people enjoying the sport as well, which is great to see. Lots of laughter throughout all age groups as well. And the important thing as well is that positive introduction to sport and physical activity, but also the next step as well. So the STS regional managers were delighted to be here to support the British Blind Sport event, but the regional managers will then follow up with each individual and say, what was it you liked about the event, and what can we support you to get involved in your local area?
So obviously we can look forward to more events here in Scotland. But Ian, how I know British Blind Sports does lots of Have a Go Day events. They're all over the UK, and I think you have quite a few in the pipeline for this year as well.
Yes, so we've got 16 Have a Go Day events planned for this year. So obviously we've got to try and reach across the whole of the country. So we've got them kind of almost like at least one event in each region. That's what we're trying to achieve. We're also looking at some specialist events. So it might be looking at specific sports. So we're just confirming a few of those. So I don't want to put any spoilers out just yet, but we'll be announcing them in the near future. People can take part in those.
And we obviously have a few different sports today, so I think we're looking at curling, tennis, some athletics, there's judo, which has been very popular, and goalball. Were you hoping to maybe in a future event have a few more sporting events, or how do you think the ability for that is in Scotland? Because obviously you have to work with clubs that are local.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have, in across Scotland, Scottish Disability Sport works with 37 governing bodies and 32 local authorities. And the next step is, how do we then support the people who are attending today to get involved locally? And to do that, it's working with the governing bodies, but there's also an element of education for coaches at that local level to be able to meaningfully include people with visual impairments within the sport. So we've still got a lot of work to do, and that a lot of work has happened in recent years, and it's great that we're able to support the British Blind Sport event today. But yeah, it's what happens next after today that's important at that local level.
So what are you both hoping to get out of this event today?
I think we've got 36 participants, but there's over 90 people here in attendance, and for everybody to just have had a positive experience. I suppose that's our main thing with these days, a positive experience, and as Lynn said, is the knowledge that there's support there in terms of their onwards journey within sport, so they know where they can find that local opportunity for them to take part in sport. So yeah, it's not just a one day they've experienced it, fantastic, but it's that, okay, I'm going to now hopefully take part in that on a more regular basis, or I'm going to try that sport again. That's the main thing.
And for me, it is that next step. It's, getting more people with sight loss, visual impairment involved in physical activity and sport, and getting the benefits of being active, creating a social network, getting friends, getting out the house, reducing the isolation that may or may not face. And for me as well, the partnership with British Blind Sport and Scottish Disability Sport is essential in the kind of next step in working with the governing bodies and with the individuals themselves. So there are many coaches here today who are also learning that British Blind Sport have bought. They brought specialist coaches in specific sports, and the Scottish coaches are learning from them as well. So it's around that education of coaches, and we need to be working with the mainstream governing bodies to support that at local level, but also influencing at a national level to say, there are lots of governing bodies in Scotland who want to be inclusive. I mean, Rhiannon's Scottish Curling, we've got Stephen from Judo Scotland, we've got Dottie from the local club in Kinross for the curling as well, and Red Star Athletics Club, who are a Glasgow-based club, and obviously Scottish Athletics. are a really inclusive governing body as well. So more and more in Scotland, we're working with more governing bodies who want to offer more opportunities to people with disabilities.
So an all-around successful partnership and successful day, I would say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been great. The success of these events is all about the partnerships. Say not just with Scottish Disability Support, but with the NGBs and the local clubs. So it wouldn't be possible to put on these events and for them to be successful without that partnership working.
Absolutely. In Scotland, we've got a National Visual Impairment Support Group where we bring all key partners together from support agencies like Guide Dog Scotland, Visibility, RNIB, Sight Scotland, who all come together with the governing bodies. And that group's very fluid. So what we've seen through the years is the interest from Scottish governing bodies being increased throughout the years, and also at the same time, the development of education resources in Scotland being offered to governing bodies as well.
I don't want to be making you too competitive, but I have seen a lot of people who are here today trying or giving a go to curling because we have that amazing inflatable ring. Did you guys try it? Did you have a bit of a competition?
I don't like to brag or boast about it, but I've played two games so far and I am 2-0 up. So I took on Josh from Scottish Disability Sport and I did win that. But I don't, you know, I kind of, it was about taking part. We both enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And I got absolutely tronched by Joe Butterfield, Paralympian, so who's in the GB squad at the moment. So I get beaten, I'm afraid. That's okay.
Thank you so much. I think it's all about the experience, as Ian said. So thank you so much for speaking with RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.